It is March 11. Right now I'm stationed in Kyiv. I'll tell you more about what I'm doing later. Today's conversation isn't about that. Despite constant rock and shelling, it's almost a peaceful city. Shops are open, cars are stuck in traffic for hours, and the subway is crowded. Compared to the east, like Kharkiv, where even during rush hour the subway has plenty of empty seats and most businesses more complicated when selling hot dogs have long closed, Kyiv looks like a fairy tale city. But that's a false illusion. The city is full of ruins from shelling. Strong fortifications are being built around it around the clock in case of a new Russian advance on the capital. Patrols walk the streets and air raid sirens blare daily. But for me, the main sign that war is very close to Kyiv is not all this, but a simple school backpack on a little child. Let me explain. I arrived in Kyiv, walked down the street to the headquarters, and accidentally noticed an 8-year-old boy with a UNICEF blue backpack. Most of you, fortunately, don't know what it is, but for me, it's a sign of terrible distress. UNICEF is a United Nations foundation that helps children. I don't really know how well or poorly they do it, but they exist. I've never spoken to the employees of this foundation, but I've seen these backpacks before. It was in Iraq and the heat of the war against ISIS in a huge refugee camp. In the middle of that camp stood a huge tent. In the army, they set up field barracks like that. But there it was a school. Before the classes started, hundreds of children from the entire camp ran to this tent, and many of them had these blue backpacks. One of the school teachers then told me that these backpacks are given to those who have nothing left, to children whose parents have lost everything and have no savings even to buy a bag, a couple of pencils and notebooks for their child, and also to those who have been left without parents altogether. I look at the children with these backpacks and almost cried. Ordinary girls and boys who, because of some savages from ISIS, were left without a home, without their usual environment, often even without parents. And now the same children with the same backpacks are in my country, in my city, because the savages have come to us too.